God bless each one of you. And all the ones who are still on the way. May God make it able for them to reach. You send their angels. They want to serve them. That they can help them along the way. That they can reach. That nothing hinders them. To continue to know our God and what concerns Him. Praise Jesus so much. We are proceeding by seeing the schemes of the devil unto God and unto His church, or unto the people of God. Praise Jesus.
And
we are seeing the spirit of the Lord and His works of righteousness, and we are seeing the spirit of the devil and its works which are unrighteous. Praise Jesus. And we are moving on to see the intentions of the miracles. The miracles of the Spirit of the Lord, they are spoken of being put to the children. But the miracles of the Spirit of the devil, they work darkness. They draw someone to get the number 666 and they have not known it. They are like a shadow or a covering which covers people's understanding
mind,
and they can never check out what is moving on.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And where we've reached, we continue to know of this seal,
for
we saw the one of God,
and
it's made of the Holy Spirit, and we saw how He makes it after hearing the word. But at this time we see the seal of the devil, number 666, and the way it is prepared or the way it is made.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We reached at the moment and they told us we needed wisdom and understanding to be able to calculate the mark,
to
know how the mark looks like, or the mark of that beast, or the name, that person, and the number 666.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. They told us we need wisdom. We searched out and checked out wisdom, and we understood Him as the Master Jesus Himself. And through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom, He appears to be the Holy Scriptures. As we heard in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 18 unto 24. We preach Christ Jesus.
He
is the wisdom of God and is the power of God. Praise Jesus so much. We have John 5 verses 39. And it came in the scroll by which was written about, and all scriptures, they speak of Him, wisdom.
You
say that we need wisdom and understanding to be able to understand the number 666. It is to say that we need Holy Scriptures. That is the wisdom. For He speaks somewhere in Jeremiah chapter 8 that if we have rejected Him, the Lord, now what wisdom is within us?
Yes,
praise Jesus. If we reject His word, what wisdom can continue to be in us?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
that's why we've looked and we've seen wisdom, and it's remained the word of God, and it is a Master Jesus. And we cannot reject wisdom, for when we reject it, We have no word of God within us. For the word of God, it is the wisdom itself.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
He
tells you here in Jeremiah 8. Jeremiah 8 verse 8, he says this.
Jeremiah is Sura Eomunana Nori Urumunana Gamba Wilti. Jeremiah 8, verse
8.
Lugamba. Nti, mwogera mutya nti, tulina amagezi. N'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe. Na yeraba, ekalamu eyobulimba eyabawandiisi ewandiise ebitali bya mazima.
Praise Jesus.
Agamba.
He says,
twegamba tyan tulina
amagezi. How can we claim that we have wisdom?
Bwe tutaba na kigambo kya
Katonda. If we don't have the word of God,
tuba na magezi.
We don't have wisdom.
Era agamba.
And he says, most of the things we've written in this world,
truly
they are pains which are lying. For it's made you know that seasons reached and people established teachings, for example, like geography. And they told you the world existed by evolution. That the shaking of the rocks and the world existed. And
you
ended up that the pain was lying to you.
It
ended up that you have no wisdom and you have much deception. Many other things have been written, like history, and they tell that a human being came from a chimpanzee. But all that teaching involves a lot of lies and there's no wisdom within them. It is to say, the syllabus which you have put within the world, in them are things which are like understanding, but they end up arguing against God. And to finish God, the people, it's time to see God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've discovered it. And we spend a lot of time. And we're studying in school. Yet unto God, we have little time. Yet studying God and knowing Him, that is the real life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For
it's
in John 17:3. Eternal life
is
to know the one true God.
And Christ
Jesus is sent. And He told us to look within His book. And we read.
But
we've spent a long time.
And
we are out there studying what we have written ourselves. And we write books and syllabus. And you refuse to have sleep your studies, that you may get into your head, yet they will never ask you again of
them
after you've fallen in hell. That is what is upon this world. And Ecclesiastes 7:29, God says that He created man upright and man has invented many things. That is the study which is involved. It wouldn't have been bad after involving contentions against God and contentions against His word,
asks
that what wisdom then is in us. Understand the number 666. We need to have wisdom. We know that He's the word of God
and
He's the Holy Scriptures.
Jeremiah 8:9,
He says,
Yeremia esula ya munana n'olunyiri lwa mwenda. Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakeŋŋentererwa, bawambiddwa. Laba, bagaanyi ekigambo kya Mukama, era magezi ki agali mu bo?
Ekibuuzo kiri awo.
The question is there.
Ensonyi zize eri abagezigezi.
The shame has come to the wise.
Kubanga byonna bye tubadde twerimba.
Everything we've deceiving ourselves.
Ebiseera bituuse.
The time has come.
Ukagasanga Katonda jali.
To prove that God is there.
Era ukagasanga ti Katonda kuru lyokali mulingira.
To prove that He never created the heavens.
Wabula nga Katonda ne kuru.
But He created
the other
heaven to the third heaven.
Era nga waliwo kuru ekuru.
And there is above the heaven.
Era nga waliwo kuru lijanese.
And there is a new heaven and new earth.
Nti abagezigezi.
That the wise.
Betolodde nyo ku nsi.
Have surrounded this world
and gotten
a bit out of this world and
have
spoken a lot of deception and they have written a lot of deception. But He asks and says, if you have refused My word, now what wisdom do you have? There is no wisdom except when we come back to the word of God, for He is the wisdom. Those are the Holy Scriptures. He is the one we need to understand. Number 666. How can someone get it? How does it work? How is it made until you get it? We need wisdom. That's why He's asked the question. If they have rejected His word, what wisdom do they have?
And
here we end up having wisdom to do evil, yet in doing good there's no wisdom. Praise Jesus. And we have wisdom in doing evil things. But in doing good, there is no wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, brethren, we need wisdom and he's the Lord. And we need to understand just as we heard.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
as we proceed on, he tells in Jeremiah chapter 4, in verse 21, and 23.
Jeremiah esula, yakuna olunyiba makumi abiri murumu. Ndituusawa okulaba ebendera n'empulya eddoboozi ery'ekkondeere kubanga abantu bange basirusiru tebammanyi biwowongole by'abaana so tebalina kutegeera bamagezi mu kukola obubi naye mu kukola obulungi tebalina kumanya
kakati ekizibu ekijjidde ne tubeera n'amagezi mu kukola ebibi naye mu kukola ebirungi nga tewali
kumanya.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He said that,
and we became fools. Let me tell you one thing. We started this world. But what we started, God never considers it. Even if you bring how many degrees or diplomas, he sees you are a fool before him. Until when you enter his word within your head, that's where you will see wisdom within you. But he says, where is his word? All people are fools without his word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they have much wisdom to do evil. But in doing good, there is nothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he tells you, after all that, do what he did in Genesis, to prove that he's the one who created heaven and earth. Listen to the next verse. We are going to see the spirit of understanding whilst we last covered yesterday. And we shall move on to understand the number 3 verse 6.
Yeremia esula yakuna nolu nyilwa makumi abidi mu satu. Nalabe ensi ilalaba nga njerele nga yetabude tabude. Neguru nga temuli musana.
Listen carefully. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 2,
agamba,
he says,
in
the beginning of the heaven and earth, the world was empty and was mixed up. And God commanded its creation. And these ones came saying, evolution is what put it there. When he came in Jeremiah,
saying,
I will do it the same as it was. I will and I'll mix up the world. I will mix it up with the heavens, everything within them. Now you will prove that I had just created them.
They
never came by evolution as you claim. And the mountains have knocked each other.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He said he will do it again. That he mixes the world up.
Jeremiah is Sulayakuna.
Jeremiah 4, verse 24.
Nalaba ensozi, era laba, nga zikankana, obusozi bwonna, ne buyuguma eruyi n'eruyi. Natunula, era laba, nga tewali muntu, n'ennyonyi zonna ez'omu bbanga, nga zidduse.
Buli kimu nga tekikyaliwo.
And everything is no more.
Nga atandika okuzza ebintu nga bwe yatandika okubikola.
And do things as they did them before.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
So mu bino byonna.
Now in all this.
Lwaki twogedde ku ebyo?
Why have we spoken of this?
Twagambiddwa mu kubikulirwa.
We are told in Revelation.
13.
Revelation 13.
Nti okumanya ennamba eri.
But to know of the other number.
Mukankaga mukankaga.
The number 666.
Kitugwanira okuba n'amagezi.
It requires us to have wisdom.
And
understanding.
We have
proven yesterday that wisdom is the word of God. And they are the whole scripture. And without him, there is no wisdom. And there is no understanding. We continued ahead. And we saw the spirit of understanding. And he told us, according to Isaiah 28, 9-13, that the spirit of understanding is the one who gets wisdom. The whole scriptures. And it brings them command by command. And it brings them scripture by scripture. There a little and there a little. That we can understand.
That is the spirit of understanding. And we discovered it. And it comes as our Master Jesus through the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we saw this
understanding
how it is going to help us to join the words of wisdom and of wisdom to be able to get understanding, to join scriptures. That's why they say you need even understanding. If you cannot do that,
truly
you cannot know the number 666. We discovered it that if you've not known like that, you may fear everything. You may never touch a phone again.
For
they will tell them a chip in the phone. That is the 666.
And
the television, they will threaten you everywhere.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But if you have understanding, you will join Holy Scriptures and they explain you the number 666, what that means.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they say it through the spirit of understanding, the word himself and his wisdom decided to come scripture by scripture.
Let's read
Isaiah 28 verse 13. Isaiah
28 n'olunyiriro 13. Ekigambo kya Mukama kikiriva kibeera gye bali ekiragiro ku kiragiro.
Kigambo kya Mukama.
Now the word of the Lord.
Otwategeddeko nti
yebagezi you as wisdom.
Ngali mu byawandiko.
And it's in the whole scriptures.
Yasalawo kubanga ajja kiragiro ku kiragiro.
It's come command by command.
Ebiragiro bibiri.
At least two commands.
Bisatu.
Three.
Oba bina n'okudda
wa. Four and above. To be able to
prove
what is spoken of.
He
said that we shouldn't be threatened except when it's covered that it's command by command.
Yes,
praise Jesus. At least two or three commands. When they say, if the saints don't get wisdom, they
have
not gotten understanding, it is to say that wisdom is the word of God, that the Holy Scriptures. And understanding is to connect to them command by command. Command by command. At least two commands. Three.
And
above.
You can
be strengthened in seasons like that. He says like this.
Isaiah 28:13.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. Join two scriptures. Three. Four. And above. And you get them from the Holy Scriptures in the different books.
If
it is one book, for example Isaiah,
you
can go in different chapters and you get out the word.
If
you get scriptures joining them. Or you can read in Isaiah, join Peter, and join Ecclesiastes, and you get the right reason. There you have wisdom, you have understanding.
You
are able to join the number 666, and you get revealed of it.
It is
not a word just written, as you think. For if it's like that, each one of us has gone to school,
they
have written a number 666. And I don't
expect
in that moment you have begun to prove that you are entering
easily.
You will find cars
and
their plates are like that. 3 for 6. Not to say it has come from hell, but that is its number. Now the problem we get is one. If you don't understand what it is, you're going to be on serious tension.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, brethren, that's why we were given. And we told, we need wisdom and understanding. And he said, if you have this, we get wisdom. That is the word of God. The Holy Scriptures. And we get understanding. It is to say,
we've
got two commands, three commands, or four commands, and above, from the Scriptures, from the Holy Scriptures. To get scriptures, two, three, or four, and above. And we get one of the books making up the Bible. To get out different chapters. To come in different chapters in different books.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
now we have understanding. If we have this, we can capture everyone within this number. 666. Working for it intentionally. Even those working with it ignorantly. The one who get where they want it. Even the one who is forced to get it. All of them, we can get to know them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For we heard that there will be a forcing of the young and the old to get it. They may not touch you to take you to be
imprisoned,
but you're going to see they are going to force you how.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I will give you some of the examples. This day, all the children born in the Roman Catholic Church and the Protestants, all these are forced at the Muslims to think that there must be in. All of them are forced. For none of them is in Romans 10. Romans 10, 10.
10
to 17. The person has to believe their heart and confess with their mouth. All these young ones are forced to enter those religions. For you, as you get born and they get someone to stand on your behalf and they believe with their heart on your behalf, it is to say, this one is a baby. Now he's the one standing on my behalf. He's gotten my heart, even my mouth. Now they're asking him on my behalf, have you rejected the devil? Yes. But he's answering on my behalf. You believe Jesus? Yes. You believe the Catholic Church? Yes. They force you in
the
way you can never know it, forced you to get into it. And even the Protestants are like that. Even though they always don't put that person,
as
born in the family, they don't explain you, just join it. You become enrolled. They baptize you straight when you're young. A Muslim, they have to take you and sacrifice you immediately. Whether you believe or not believing, now you may think that the word force you to get that number, they're going to get you in prison. Your
father,
another way they can force you to enter these things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There are even many other religions.
In
time reached, and they get God in salvation also. And they tell you, repeat this until you repeat it. You don't know whether it takes you where? Call Holy Ghost. Until you call him, you can be forced. They have not even beaten you to do it.
But
they can do it after taking away your authority. They have taken away your heart from you. You no more believe with your heart. You no more confess with your mouth. But they tell just now repeat this. Call Jesus. You don't know which Jesus, you have to call. And you don't question.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
that's what I've told you. But when we have the spirit of understanding,
we
connect scriptures for us, command by command, scripture by scripture, a little here, a little there. These are what follow. Let's finish this verse.
Isaiah 28:13. Bagende bagwe bugazi.
It was falling flat down. To prove who of them fell already. It's to say, Malachi 3:18 is going to come to pass. We have to separate who serves God and who never serves God. The righteous and the unrighteous. These scriptures, if they get out,
yes,
praise Jesus, we shall reach a time and they will serve the devil unknown and they will serve God unknown.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Isaiah 28:13. They will break
they will be captured and they will be snared. Most of this we got explained of them. Try to recap a little. Praise Jesus. Now, no, when we move like this, these ones will be captured. They will be known. Each one who has been in this issue, they will be following the number 666. Whether you be following it not knowing or you've been knowing. Praise Jesus. I have told you examples. Each one who enters a religion, truly, they have been on the journey of getting 666, and they have been forced.
For
you enter it when we are still young, and you have not known anything. For you know nothing, they even beat you to go to pray, that you pray those masses, and they cane you to go for the mass. Praise Jesus. Now, brethren, words like that. Ecclesiastes speaks like that. Ecclesiastes 7. It speaks of understanding as it connects wisdom. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 7.
Mazima obukamuzi bufuula omugezi okuba omusirusiru era enguzi emalamu okutegeera enkomerero y'ekigambo esinga obulungi okusooka kwakyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Enkomerero y'ekigambo egasa nnyo okusinga entandikwa yaakyo. Kyovuula batwakkirizanga muntu kusoma lunyiri n'asomako
katundu
ayinza okusoma entandikwa
read the beginning.
You'll be
in the city and in the countryside, and he pauses there. And when you read those verses next down, they will tell you, verse 15, Deuteronomy 28. Now, if you come to pass, if you will not, if you're not diligently hearken and read the voice of your Lord, obey his laws, commands, and judgments, all these curses, they will follow you. Now you began with a blessing.
At
the end of that word is what gives you the right thing to do.
Turi mu bulizi esula ya musanvu n'olunyiri lwa munana.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 8.
Alina omwoyo okugumiikiriza asinga alina omwoyo ogw'amalala. Toyanguyirizanga mu mwoyo gwo kusunguwala kubanga obusungu bubeera mu kifuba ky'abasirusiru. Toyogeranga nti nsonga ki ennaku ez'edda kye zaabanga zisinga zino. Kubanga tobuuza kino lwa magezi. Amagezi genkana obulungi obusika weewaawo gasinga okuwooma eri abo abalaba enjuba. Kubanga amagezi kigo ga ffeeza bweri ekigo. Naye okumanya kikuba kusinga obulungi kubanga amagezi gakuuma obulamu.
Yes, you
praise Jesus. They have told you,
you
must get wisdom. For it's what protects your life. By this wisdom, we've got to understand him. He is in the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you want to keep life, get wisdom. Get understanding. Understand, we've got knowledge. He tries to connect Holy Scriptures here a little and there a little.
Omubuulizi essuula ya musanvu linyirwa 13.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 13.
Lowooza omulimu gwa Katonda kubanga ani ayinza okulungamya ekyo kye yanyoola.
Nti lowooza ku mulimu gwa
Mukama. Think of the work of the Lord.
Nti ani ayinza okulungamya
that who can straighten
ekyo Katonda kye yanyoola.
What God made crooked.
Tugambe.
To example.
Katonda agambye.
God has said.
Nensimba omuti mu lusu.
And I planted a tree in the garden.
Ogw'okumanya obulungi
n'obubi. Of knowing good and evil.
But
what kind of tree is like that?
Now
when God speaks like that, if you don't get to his wisdom, you will may think it's a tree. That's why the world has much foolishness.
But
not joining the word of God in the spirit of understanding, they end up saying, Adam, they did other things. They had sex. Others say they ate an apple. Now I ask, why are you eating apples right now? And this is a judgment. Why are people getting married and marrying? You would have abandoned that and left it if it was the case.
But
when reading Genesis 2:8
until
16, he shows that the tree has planted the garden. But if you connect the scriptures, in John 15, our master says, Jesus, I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener.
And
if you think it's a tree, listen to the thing. Jesus says, I'm a tree. My father is the one who planted it. When you look at him, don't you see his branches?
So
end and say, and you two are branches, and they will never bear fruit. My God, my Father cuts it off. And ask
yourself,
what fruits can I bear? I can't bear avocado. What do I bear as a fruit? Now it also tells you that when God speaks a word, and it tells you that he made it crooked. We may say that word is sealed it. Don't say that he twisted as we twist things. He means he has hidden the meaning of it. Who can straighten that? And Ecclesiastes says again, you need understanding. You need wisdom. Era tosaayo mwoyo eri ebigambo byonna ebyogerwa olemenga okuwulira omuddu wo ng'akukolimira kubanga emirimu emingi omutima gwo kubanga emirundi mingi omutima gwo gwe nagwo gumanyi nga naawe bw'otyo wakolimira abalala Ebyo byonna nabikema lwa magezi.
Nti osobola okukema ebintu byonna.
You can test all things.
So binoonyereza.
You search out
there. Nga okozesa magezi.
If you're using wisdom.
Magezi.
Wisdom.
Ebyawandiikibwa
ebitukuvu. It is the Holy Scriptures.
Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda.
It is the Word of God.
Era ye mwoyo wa Mukama.
And it's the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ayongedde n'agamba bwati.
Moved on and said this.
Mubuulize sura ya 7 23.
Ebyo
byonna nabikema lwa magezi. Nayogera nti ndiba mugezigezi naye negambeera wala ekiriwo kiri wala era kigenda wansi nnyo
nti gwe kyolaba
ku what you see on the top on the surface
kirimu amakulu
it is much importance which is hidden deep within it. And if you have not searched it out command by command, scripture by scripture, there a little, there a little,
you cannot
dare discover the truth within it and you get it out and know it. And you read the number 3 or 6 and you end there. And you say, when I see it,
me,
I cannot enter that place.
So
I cannot use that thing. Praise Jesus.
N'olunyiriri lwabiri mu nnya
Ecclesiastes 7:24
ekiriwo kiri wala era kigenda wansi nnyo ani ayinza okukikebera
nti naye ani ayinza ekyo kyolaba kalukiraba
ennamba tukiraukaga that you may be hearing it, and you may be reading it,
and
it goes far deeper. You may perhaps hear it, and you force the younger and the old together number. And if your thoughts you say, perhaps they're going to beat and imprison them in prison. But I've given examples. People, as they're being forced, you have been born fresh, and they force someone who's going to believe on your behalf. Even they forced you
in
entering a religion, everything which was forced is not of the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is why you
see.
God says, you must decide to believe with your heart.
This
in Deuteronomy 30.
I have
two words before you. Death and life.
The
blessing and a curse. Choose.
But you choose.
And they should have chosen life. You think God would force us to choose? He would have forced us
when
we choose life. But he has left it for us. The kingdom of God is not of forcing people. And when
you
see any religion involving forcing, you know you are in a wrong place. When you see that
you
pray that they are praying, you pray more.
We can so read that to
as long as you hear that today, you are supposed to today, he has to work.
You
know what you enter is another thing. For our God, we speak of him like this. That God, if you will,
and
Lord, we pray that you accept and you do this. If you feel
your force
is happening, you know the side you are on is wrong. Forcing the devil to get out of your place, that is acceptable.
The
Bible says that one that does arise against him, you run
from
us. How can you go to pray to God?
No, you
tell him, Lord, I'm not leaving when you've not given me. This is what kind of kingdom I
live
in. These things are forcing.
You may perhaps
have thought you're going to be in prison fast. But many times,
you may
be passing through wisdom
of
the devil. Try to force you to do things of the devils.
There are
times that force you to speak at the devil. Tell him to prove that he's God.
No, Mugamba.
And you tell him yourself.
No, my son.
You end up blaspheming God. Commanding yourself that he comes to prove his God. Then you tell him, don't come up today. Abandon salvation. You abandon it for who? You think God's life is the one going to be in hell?
What
he does just cuts you off.
And he
said, that branch is no more mine.
The eyes are
buried, I'm not going to be involved in this man. Have you ever seen a tree?
A
branch from it and it begins to cry? Is that branch having its life? It has no life of the tree. Those are the people cut off
and
the people who fail to enter. God never feels their pain anymore.
And they inhale
and they cry all days. But
he's
never changed and say it. Okay, let them forgive them, they've beaten them so much. They are rejoicing with the saints.
That's
when God is in heaven, he's called love. And when he appears to us, he appears as love. He's not in hunger there.
He
abandoned his wrath, the angels of hell. His love there. Does that feel the pain of the others? The pain he wants to feel is of his son. My son, who is troubling them? And those are the ones he feels jealousy of.
Omubulizi esula ya musanvu. Nakyuka omutima gwange ne gunkakasa okumanyanga n'okukenneenyanga n'okunoonyanga amagezi n'ensonga z'ebigambo n'okumanyanga ng'obubi busirusiru era ng'omusirusiru ddala. Nakyuka omutima gwange ne gunkakasa okumanyanga n'okukenneenyanga n'okunoonyanga amagezi n'ensonga z'ebigambo n'okumanyanga ng'obubi busirusiru era ng'obusirusiru ddalu.
Praise
Jesus.
Yakyuka okumanya.
He turned to understand.
Anonyereze ebigambo bino.
Search out his words.
Obukuru bwabyo bwekanaki?
The importance of them are to what extent?
And he reached and discovered it. That the foolishness is madness, total madness. Now ignorance,
you get mad,
even though you have not begun to stone people. You are a mad person, what you speak never connects. You are the one who says, my friend, my soul is going to the Lord. After you quarrel of where you're going to be buried.
I don't know who's
now you ask.
I don't want to meme.
You say your soul, you're going to the Lord.
I think I can't say what is it.
Now at the same time, you're quarreling for where you're going to be buried. You are a mad person. What you speak never connects. I don't understand what I'm trying to say. That foolishness is total madness. For what you speak, you never understand it. You don't search at the importance. That's why in Buganda, they say, let us escort someone to hell. You are speaking about, you know where hell is, and they escort people there. I'm
telling
you that foolishness is total madness.
And
when someone has no word of God in them, they have no wisdom, they are mad.
They
trust the words they speak to you.
When
you speak to them, that will explain where they
are.
They can never explain it. Religions when we came, Catholics, and they say it, when you die, and you've paid that price, you pay some money when you've sinned. Now when you die, because of the money you had given before and offered, you go to purgatory. And God reduces the sins.
Purgatory.
Where is the purgatory? Where you ask them, that's where you know that they are mad. But they don't know where it is. Now you begin to hold on your money when you're sinning more. Trampling the blood of the Son of God. And you count it as never cleansed. And you put their money that it will back you up.
That's
without understanding. Joining the word of God. And they have no wisdom.
With
the Holy Scriptures.
That
person is a total mad person. That is why you see today, even though as images are existing, there are people rich and think they are people married, people get married, and they become fathers, but they are playing with dolls, and their children are like the dolls to be prayed for. It is to say, we don't have real children
and
we play the games of mother and father. It is to say, the owner of the children can come for them. And on us, there is no real father.
There
is no real mother. All of us are children unto him. Here
yeah,
we are just praying the image of him. You is like a father. You is like a mother. There is someone you are representing.
They
speak of the Father in heaven.
When you
speak of mother,
we speak
of the Master Jesus.
When you
speak of the uncle, auntie, we speak of the Holy Spirit.
All
of us, the rest of the family, we are children. That's why we pray down here in the earth. Just as you see passing with our children, you fight our young children, and they are playing a game of mother and father, and the uncle is also there, even others are there, and they're not real. And when they play those games, to go beyond the laws of God, you, with their mother and their father, if they play and they break the laws there, and they do what they're not supposed to do there,
you
come and kick all their houses, and you refuse them to ever play again those games. That's where the game is going to end. He's going to destroy all our houses, kick them all. The mother and father will get ending there. You want to be the only father and the only mother. That's what I've told you. That if you don't have wisdom and understanding, most of the things we do, we are mad people. We don't understand them. And they never connect. of what is done under the sun. Everything remains there and they are passing on the surface. No one
searches
out the depth of everything they do, even when they speak.
Ecclesiastes
7 verse 26.
Era ndaba ekigambo ekisinga okufa okubalagala ye mukazi omutima gwe kyambika n'ebitimba n'emikono gye giringa enkegere buli asanyusa Katonda alimuwona
asobola okuwona Jezebel
bakatonda
yakulembeddemu ekinamba kino
leading this number
666
Only the one who pleases God is the one who can escape.
But it is
said
that the fear
of the Lord is the rejection of evil.
When
you say fear of God, you have never heard
it.
You cannot escape Jezebel.
Say
the one who fears God alone is the one who can escape her. Verse 27 says,
Laba, kino kye nalaba bwayogera omubuulizi. Nga nteeka ekigambo ekirala ku kirala okunoonya ensonga
nti yagatta ekigambo
he joined the word
asobola okumanya ensonga
can discover the reason.
Ye mwoyo oli kubagamini
waliwo okutegeera
wetagisibwa okutegeera.
Yeah, we need understanding.
Kusobola okumanya namba
rukanga kamukana
wetaga okubanga ogatta ebyandiko kubyawandika
to be joining scriptures to scriptures.
Kusobola okumanya ensonga
entuufu to know the main reason.
Era agamba
and he says
yamala okugatta ebintu
byonna after he joined the things all this is what he saw.
Mubulize sura ya 7:28 ememe yange kyekyanoonya naye sinnakiraba omusajja omu mu lukumi gwe nalaba naye omukazi mu abo bonna gwe sirabanga
yagenda okunoonyereza
as he discovered and searched out
nga tewali ayinza kubikkula kigambo
no one could reveal his word or the book with the seal but it found one person our master Jesus he is wisdom he is the holy scriptures
Bible
says, Revelation 5, that he looked in heaven and earth and under the earth. No one could open the seals of the book. One of the 24 elders, and he told John, do fear not,
for
the land of Judah, he overcame. He alone was seen in the thousand. But in the women, no one has ever been seen. When he speaks of women, he speaks of all of us humanity. We were exposed of our husband Christ. Praise Jesus. No one appeared to be able to join word to word. And who can take off the seals and draw understanding to us. Praise Jesus. That came from the Master Jesus. Yes, he began doing this as he appeared on earth. When he
saw
him, Luke 24. And he began to explain, getting from the laws of Moses and the prophets, and in the Psalms, and he opened people's eyes, and they could understand
that
the one he's speaking of. Ecclesiastes 7:29.
Laba, kino kyokka kye nalaba nga Katonda yakola abantu nga bagolokofu. Naye bo ne banoonya bingi bye baagonja.
Kikakati ye n'agamba.
Now he says,
omuntu yali mugolokofu.
Man was created upright.
Era Mukama ye yali amubuulira bya yinza okukola.
He was telling him what he used to do.
Naye omuntu n'agonja bingi.
But man invented many things.
N'atuula mu bya Katonda.
And he talked from the ones of God.
N'ayongeramu.
And added within them.
N'anyoola.
And he twisted, distorted them.
Bintu byamuwa bako.
That's where they perverted from man.
Katonda yagezaako omuzza ku mulamwa.
God tried to bring him back track.
Ayina omuleetera ebyandiko ebitukuvu.
He had to bring the Holy Scriptures to him.
Okumuwa amagezi amatuufu.
To give him the right wisdom.
Ayina omuwa lunyiri
ku lunyiri. To give him scripture by scripture. A little here, a little there. To restore understanding
to
him. How all things are in their truthfulness. And he says, if you connect scripture by scripture,
if
you connect spiritual things with spiritual truth,
if
you've already gotten out of the body,
if
you enter the spiritual realm,
you
see how things have to be. He speaks in 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. From verse 12.
Bakolinso ekisooka olunyiriri esula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri lwa kumi na bbiri. Naye ffe tetwaweebwa mwoyo gwansi wabula omwoyo oguva eri Katonda tulyoke tutegeerenga Katonda by'atuwa obuwa. N'okwogera twogera ebyo si mu bigambo amagezi g'abantu bye gayigiriza wabula omwoyo byayigiriza.
Owulidde bulungi nnyo.
You've heard very well.
Bwe tuba tuwogera.
As we are speaking.
Tetwagala kubyogera mu magezi g'abantu.
Speak in human wisdom.
Amagezi g'abantu gajja kugamba.
Human wisdom will tell you.
Nti olaba ekikofiire ekyo.
You see that hat.
Papa chayambadde.
Which the Pope puts on.
Enamba iyi ajina mu kiyi.
You have the number upon that hat.
Ngwe gwogera ku kikofiira.
And you see on the hat.
Naye nga ebyaddala.
But the reality.
Iri mu mutima gwe ku mwoyo gwe.
Upon his soul and his spirit and his mind.
Now when you
see the heart,
you know the
heart has the word.
You
calculate very well.
You get
the number 666.
And they
don't want to put it on anymore.
They change.
They have another they put on.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
they have begun to show
how long
they have been serving
this place
and the number 666.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
imagine you born again.
You've got new in the body.
You are the one heading you. The head of the religions. You two have rejected
this.
Salvation has been made a religion. After you hide a high,
you
have to fight false prophets. Yet you are the first among them.
Some
these ones are just confusing us.
Just register
the born again. That's a religion.
Now
he arises that he's fighting the false prophets.
I
don't know whether he's fighting himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They shouldn't confuse
you. They think
they're
following you. You're
not going to teach the human wisdom. But what the Spirit teaches. What the Spirit teaches. This is what he does.
Bakolinso ekisooka essula ya kubiri olunyiriri lwa
13.
Bwe tugeraageranya eby'omwoyo n'eby'omwoyo.
That
we begin to compare.
Eby'omwoyo n'eby'omwoyo.
Spiritual things to speak of truth.
Bwe bagamba eby'omwoyo n'eby'omwoyo.
When he says spiritual things to speak of truth.
Jukira Katonda.
Remember God. When he speaks.
Ebigambo byogera biba mwoyo.
The word speaks of spirit.
Kusera ku Yokana 6:63.
Ebigambo byatugamba. The words he tells us. They are spirit. That's why we join a spiritual world with spiritual truth. Scripture by scripture.
Wanokani wali
Katonda. Little here, little there.
Kusobola okubanga. Tugatta.
To be able to join spiritual world with spiritual truth.
Kusobola okutegeera.
That you can understand.
Amazima agali mu bigambo.
The truth within those words.
Ebyogerwa Katonda.
Which are spoken by God.
Bakolinso ekisooka essula ya kubiri olunyiriri lwa 14.
1 Corinthians 2:14.
Naye omuntu ow'omukka obukka takkiriza bya mwoyo gwa Katonda.
Nti bwe bituuka ku by'omwoyo gwa Katonda.
When it comes to the spirit of the Lord.
Omuntu omukka obukka.
The man without the spirit.
Bwe kugamba.
It is to say.
Nti wa mubiri.
That is of the flesh.
Yagwamu ne Katonda takyamutegeera.
He never understands God.
Obulamu bw'omukulu bwonna bwa
Mukulu. The life of heaven ceases to be in him. Ayolekedde
geyere.
He's heading to hell.
Tutandika okunyonya lunyiri ku lunyiri.
Express scripture by scripture.
Alabira ddala nga bimubuza.
You see that they are confusing him.
For
they speak one scripture.
And
they speak stories on
others.
And they add on all their madness.
It
is just the foolishness. For he says, if you don't bring the word of God, what understanding and wisdom are you giving? And what wisdom are you giving people?
Bakolinso ekisooka essula ya kubiri olunyiriri lwa 14.
1 Corinthians 2:14.
Kubanga bya busirusiru gyali era tayinza kubitegeera.
Nti bwe tutuuka okubikwasaganya.
When we connect these words,
bitandika okufuuka eby'obusirusiru.
They begin to become foolishness.
Ati nagamba.
And they say.
Ati namba lukaka gamuka.
Ati namba
tuka. Bagiwandika ku mwoyo gwo.
They write it on the person's spirit.
Ati ku mwoyo. Ati ya.
On the spirit. How? Ati
anabuza mu. Bagiwandika batya ku mwoyo.
How do they write it on the spirit?
Bwe tugamba omuntu.
But when you say to person. Jolayo
omuntu kuva aliwandika amagezi g'ebigambo
bino. The Holy Spirit is writing in your mind.
Awandika.
He writes how? You don't understand how does he write?
For you don't know him. But if you get to know him, you cannot ask how he writes.
A man
has many hands like that. He appears in the lampstand. Every spirit, when you look right there, has three levels. That is like the seraphs. They have six wings and six hands. One spirit has six hands. Now writing, is it hard? When he says to write within all this,
ones,
even if he reaches one finger,
one
spirit has six hands. When you join there, how many hands does the spirit have? Six times six. 36.
Oh no.
This one. This one has uncountable. The spirit of the Lord. The seventh one. He has numerous things. He can write within the paper has once. That's why me ministering these issues. The Holy Spirit accepts what I speak, I prove. The Holy Spirit is going to write them in you. And after a week, you see, you studied it.
What
you spend many hours,
you hold
five scriptures to be in your head, and they have never stuck there. If it lives long, it lives there 1 month. But if you took time to enter it in there,
it
is out of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus.
So
we're going to be joining word by word to be able to know number
666.
Back to Revelation 13.
So
we
can
read these words we've been reading.
We're going
to continue to know that sword. That word. Which is called no one will be buying, neither selling, except with
their hearts.
We want to analyze, look at it. Revelation 13 verse 16. Ne walirizabo na abatona abakuru.
They
have said the small and the great. This is the beast.
Roman Empire.
Known as the Roman Catholic.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What is that?
The forces. The small and the great. You must accept and you're young. It's force. You must confess the Catholic Church. You must confess that you have a church of Uganda, not of God. The church of Uganda or England. You must confess that you are an Adventist. You are not a Christian. You must confess that you are of Pastor so and so. You are not of Jesus. This is moving on. You're
going
to see, and some of them are threatening. A person will tell you that you are of pastor soul, that has already taken you off Christ. You've gotten off your pastor,
great
shepherd, our master Jesus. When you say that me, I am of Paul, you never say that I'm of Paul. That's why moving on, they refuse that sort of thing. You are forced to do different things, the young and the great. Revelation 13 verse 16.
Ne waliriza bonna abato n'abakulu n'abagagga n'abaavu n'abeddembe n'abaddu okuweebwa enkovu ku mukono gwabwe ogwa ddyo oba ku byenyi byabwe, era omuntu yenna aleme okuyinza okugula newankubadde okutunda. Wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero erinnya ly'ensolo oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo. Awo we wali amagezi, alina okutegeera abalirire omuwendo gw'ensolo, kubanga gwe muwendo gw'omuntu, n'omuwendo gwayo 666.
They've told us
This
is where it is wisdom.
That's
where we need it exact.
We understood
it's the word of God.
It's
the Master Jesus.
And
it's the all scripture.
Understanding.
It connects for us a little here, a little there. Scripture by
scripture.
After we get them, we can calculate the number. But before we calculate it, we want to see how can you not to buy nature
fail
except when you have
this mark.
Let us look onto this. After that, we shall see the
spore.
What is the wrinkle?
We
are going to see that. After that, we are
seeing
the name of this person. After discovering it, we shall discover this number. Number 666.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. We want to see how they're going to force you. When you cannot buy, not even selling, except when you have the mark.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Today I've told
you
that the companies you see, which have come in groups, like Forever Living and many others, it is to hunt for souls. It is to enroll them in those groups. And you two get enrolled, you are on the same thing. You never get again the time to understand God. But it's for looking for people to be enrolled within it, able to be added on more earnings. These things, they came into the Church of Christ even. Yes, we are going to be working.
We
are going to have much wisdom in the scriptures and to understand them.
When they say
they go to work to seek for people,
the
one you first look for, you first preach to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As you enroll them in that business, and they too have gone to preach the gospel.
If we
get their products, and we put down what is theirs, when we wait for that, and we calculate off ours, and we move on, this is the Master Jesus. He does like that. When the Caesar finds him on the door, give me my tax and you go preach. Jesus would have said, I know that money you're going to take it on the beast. That is
works
and serves the devil. This is for Caesar, let us pay it.
And remain
preaching the gospel.
You've got
to remain working.
But you
have much wisdom and understanding. Wisdom in the whole scriptures. Understanding.
Play
them scripture by scripture. A little here, a little there. You're going to enroll someone when you first push to them thorough. If you've not done that, you are going to hand them over the number 666.
But
they're going to fall on pressure of looking for money. Men know it. That you love money so much is the root of evil.
That's
what they first put within you. And even the gospel changed. What they first put within you when you got saved is to look for money. You'll be lifted up. Don't you need a car? God arrives for me. You see the car driving. It consumes 400,000
people
from here to
Entebbe.
And you begin to yearn for that yourself. Begin to yearn for that. And that's why you see they have attacked the church in most of the
companies
in these companies.
The
ones
who
have sold, that the ones
who have gone
to salvation or in the belief. Like Jessica Kayanja,
she
put forever on this side.
Here
she will pretend preaching the gospel.
Another
will put Jerry here,
Binika,
or a kettle, or you put charcoal stoves. And here they are preaching.
Do
you think you can sit on two tables at the same moment on the one of the Lord and of the devil? Can you tell me your pastor and
still
you're preaching when you're doing business at the same time? The one who wants to buy and they post the gospel, you come and take the product.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's proceed.
God, I see you lifting up. You want another. And you journey the things. Two things. But
these
are spoken of by Jesus. Our Master Jesus is going to come in the moment as he came.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He's
going to find a church where there are business people. What
if
you feel to be a church
and
in the number 3 or 6
and
the business has consumed them and they force every person within.
They
show you the cow which they gave them and you are forced without intending it.
I am
going to achieve that in the name of Jesus. Let's see John 2. John chapter
2
verse 13.
Yokana esula yakubiri n'olunyiriri lwa 13. Okuyitako kwa Abayudaaya kwali kunatera okutuuka. Yesu n'ayambuka e Yerusalemu. N'asanga mu yeekaalu abatunda ente n'endiga n'amayiba. N'abawanyisa effeeza nga batudde.
Nga bali mu kuŋŋaaniro.
They were in the synagogue.
Assumes.
And they're business people.
Look at the number.
Remember
the number.
Roman Empire. It was working. It's a business. It was in every place. And to sell there,
you
must have gotten the other number, 3%.
If
you want to pretend you are in the church e-business,
you
must come with the sheep you're going to sell within the synagogue.
People
who seem to have come for God, they are not so much unto him. They are selling and saying, they have so fast bought 3 goats. I brought 7 goats. They have so fast bought a few dogs. Hallelujah. Let's pray. And the mind is on business. All this one, they are the one
in
the number 3 or 6. They can force you to buy or to sell to get this number through that. For your spirit is not settled in the Lord and you are not in the things of God for real.
Atulimu Yokane sura ya kubiri nolu nyiri lwa kumi na nya.
John 2 verse 14.
Nafura emigwa olukoba n'abagoba bonna mu yeekaalu n'endiga n'ente n'ayiwa effeeza ezabawanyisa effeeza n'avuunika embaawo zaabwe
n'alyokajjamu kwe baali
batundira
bino okubiramira mu ddiini
baleeta
obusuubuzi awo
bankubulira
abantu baludde nga bakolera ennamba
6,000
era Bayibuli yegamba nti ekyama kino eky'obujeemu
the spirit of lawlessness has been working for a long time. It's not just begun. What is called a
separate?
It's called the number
3 or 6.
It means a hidden thing which make it to exist.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The business alone. People in the other business
have a
short time for the word of God. Now they're working for this number.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You are
thinking of business. And when you get to Jesus,
business,
Lord, when is it being lifted?
And
when you give your
tithe
and offering,
let me give
the Lord to lift my business. That's what your mind was on. Let me sow.
Let me sow
for my business.
You
for your soul to be living.
Boats
are there.
Buy petrol for the
pastor. Me too, mine will be coming. And the things of love, you're doing it for love.
The business.
Let me sow. I am going to America.
I'll
be the next also to follow him up.
obusubuzi
business
buvira dala musine buyigira
mu kanisa because it is the church
kwe kugamba nti namba ekaka ayagala na atayagala
because the one who wants and never wants to get it.
Yokana esura ya kubiri n'olunyiriri lwa 10 na mukaga
John 2 verse 16
nagamba abali batunda amayiba nti mujeo ebintu bino mulemo okufuula ennyumba ya kitange nyumba ya buguzi.
Uliriza bulungi nnyo.
Listen very carefully.
Ekigambo kino,
this word,
nga tukyavuddeko kugamba nti ino kuŋŋaanira.
Please say that this is a synagogue.
Era katwawulira mu Isaiah
4. And we heard in Isaiah 4.
Ndi mukama aliteekako ekitiibwa kye.
God puts his glory upon it.
Nalyo nalikkiriza mu kusuubira.
Never accept business within it.
Wamule najjukira. But
remember,
gwe mwennyini
you yourself
wafuuka yeekaalu ya
Mukama. Ne
tumulira obusuubuzi bwe bateeka mu mutima
gwo. See a business put in your heart.
Nga n'obudde bwa Katonda n'ekigambo waawandiika tewali.
Even the word where he can write it is nothing
in your heart.
You too, you are a temple of the Lord.
Era agamba.
And he says, yeekaalu
yange teyinza kwegattana
bifaananyi. Talk and join with idols.
Abantu balina ebifaananyi bingi mu mutima
gwabwe. Idols in their heart.
Era
in their minds,
for
special of business,
mayumba,
the houses
gombe,
we admire,
the
cars and many other things. Even the gospel preacher draws people to do that. One preaches and tells
you,
when are you
living? You
step
you
don't have even a car.
When
you get to the prayer, you get to
say, yes,
Jesus,
this
is the day I have come. I need my car.
Mukama,
Lord,
the
do you know very well how many are
they?
But the one who preached it to you is the one who troubled you.
And
you. Now the business enters you to get off God. Work for number 3 or 6. You have not intended it, but you have been forced in wisdom.
Number
3 or 6.
And
you can ask Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
You
understand the years of spiritual salvation. But who told
you?
The pastor told you. How dare you spend 3 years in salvation without a car? Now you are raised from there. You have got stirred up against God. And you tell him, Lord, today, if you don't arise, I am going to abandon salvation.
There
is one brethren.
They
always speak of him.
He
said he had gotten long to marry.
He
went on a prayer mountain. And he climbed the tree on top and got to see her very well. And he began to tell her, Lord, why did you create this on me? All this was that this was what a day for.
Now,
do you think you hear? You will not be able to survive or to buy and sell except when you have
speed.
The
speed
they do, the business moving at high speed. When you find yourself,
you
have the number yourself.
Yokana esura ya kubiri n'olunyiri wa 10 na musanvu.
John chapter 2 verse 17.
Abayigirizwa be ne bachukiranga kyawandikibwa nti obujja bw'ennyumba yo buli ndya.
Yes, yebazibwa. Yali mu kyawandikibwa.
Is the Holy Scripture.
Era obujja bwali butandika.
It's the zeal and be kind.
Okumukwatira ennyumba ye.
Capture him of his house.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ng'ekyama kino eky'obujja.
This mystery.
Kirudde nga kikola.
A secret of lawlessness take a long walk.
Kati sooka tusomeko mu Barcelona
ky'okubiri. First Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians.
Basasalanika ekyokubiri esula yokubiri n'olunyoro omusanvu. Kubanga ne kaakano ekyama eky'obujeemu wekiri kikola.
Ekyama ky'obujeemu.
Secret of lawlessness.
Abatume webaali webali.
When the apostles were there.
Bagamba ekyama ffe tukisanzeyo nga wekiri kikola.
They found a secret of lawlessness working.
Ekyo kimuyita lukankaga
mukaaga. That you call 3 or 6.
Ebiro byatuuka.
The times reached in the days of Noah.
Ennamba eno yali ekolera
ddala nnyo. Was working so much.
Era obusuubuzi.
In the business.
Obw'ekitalo bwali ku mulembe
ogwo. High levels existing.
Nga tosobola kubeerawo nga tosuubudde.
Could not survive without doing business.
Obanga totunze.
Or when you've not sold.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Batuuka ebiro.
They reached time.
Kwegamba nga baddira n'amazzi ge baanabye mu kiyivu.
And even the waters they bath within the bath.
Obaga omutoyi.
All of the toilets. And they refined it to
get water to drink tomorrow. And they got poo-poo and they aligned it to become full again. For they were one thing business and eating and drinking and marrying.
Mm-hmm.
This is the
sacred
of lawlessness.
2
Thessalonians 2:7.
Wabula kyokka aziyiza kaakano okutuusa lwaliggibwawo. Wabula kubanga ne kaakano ekyama ky'obujeemu ekiri kikola. Wabula kyokka aziyiza kaakano okutuusa lwaliggibwawo. Awo omujeemi oli n'alyoka abikkuka Mukama waffe Yesu gwaliita n'omukka ogw'omukamwa ke.
Yesu yebazibwe. Tunaatera otuuka ku ezo.
Bagambye Aziza yekka. Told the one holding him back. Yabadde ali message chama kino. The one who has been hindering his secret work. Kubanga okulabika kwe namba. The appearing of his number. Kunyonyola sitani yali mu tofu. What takes place with the devil isn't. Era za akola kumala bang. He's been working for how long? Enamba ezze kola kuva bang. His number has worked for since when? Ebiyo natugenda kubita. All that we're going to understand. Wabula tukyategera akanyomero ka. We understand this. Lwaki bagamba? What are they saying? Nicho jasobola kutunda. You'll be able to buy. Oba okugura. Neither to sell. Okujja kongoli na. Separate your house. Enamba ino.
Speed in
the speed and the way they're doing it. Therefore, you have to get this number. Business, how it's working. Why do they say that the secret of lawlessness
is Matthew
24.
Verse
35 down.
Matthew Esulaya Makumi Abiri Munya Ulinyurasa Tumwetano Lugamba Weruti. Eggulu n'ensi biriggwaawo naye ebigambo byange tebiriggwerawo ddala naye eby'olunaku luli n'ekiseera tewali abimanyi newankubadde bamalayika ab'omu ggulu newankubadde omwana wabula kitange yekka naye ng'ennaku za Nuwa bwe zaali
what happened? And what signs were there to prove this?
Matthew 24:37. Kuba nga bwe baali mu nnaku ezo ezasooka amataba nga balya nga banywa.
Baali mu kulya.
They were eating.
Kunywa.
Drinking.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. In the eating is what matters than drinking. Whether they will buy poopoo and processing and machines to process to become food. But eating was major and drinking. With the water, the showers. That's why they will process to drink again. Eating and drinking was the main thing.
Nga bawasa.
Bali okuwasa.
They were marrying.
Embaka zino zimuli akuma
TV wa. And they were seeing the televisions everywhere.
Obwongo bonna mulokole bwasiri wala alimu asubira embaka ya bukadde kikumi.
It's corruptible, thinking of a wedding of 100 millions.
Era baamulagula.
And when they prophesied upon you.
Omusajja akutwala.
The man will take you.
Alikuba embaga.
You wed you.
Ya bukadde bitano.
A wedding of 500 millions.
Akati mukama one wa sindika.
Even if God sends. A bride or without that money. You will never marry. After they speak that, and they get ministers, and they are within there looking funny. They don't work, they are men. You cannot marry a man who is not working.
And the prophets
are there lasting within. Even the girl is waiting, the wedding of 500 millions. When will he come? The marriage will be marrying. The weddings and televisions.
They're
born again your television. Home. Concerning weddings. I've spoken of women so much today.
You
said that I desist to even have wisdom to read scriptures. My wedding too will be like that.
Now
every wedding you see, you want yours to be like that. Now they bring things out and they are to waste your time.
They bring soaps and cut the ferries like 150. You are watching 24/7. You buy them, you send to others. That's when you chat, it's all you have in your mind. God warns in Ephesians that if you talk, speak within scriptures, in spiritual songs, and in hymns, but when you find what they work for the number 666, and they have been forced wisely. All the children have been spoiled. The films they watch.
Aman.
The power.
Spider-Man.
When you ask the number 666 works how? They gave you signs which are wild. Which show the work of the number 666. Marrying. Getting married. The weddings. In your top TV, and that you may watch the weddings. All of them, you know, even the hour of those programs.
And
on Sunday, you rush.
Quickly.
Is it on Sunday? You rush so fast. I don't want to waste time. But concerning fellowship, when I reach, I will reach in the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus, you enjoy to speak when it's like that on your mouth, but the heart never minds.
Business
in the morning, I'm going to work.
You
wake them for the
service.
So what time?
Second,
you fast. You're tired. The whole week you've been working. You
must
rest a little.
Business
is on your head like alcohol, sleeping there. Number
666.
It works in people, whether you want or not, and you end up having it. Dream counting money.
Never
dream when you're connecting scriptures.
And
if there arise when you don't have the money, you'll give fire. The demons will steal my money.
Fire.
You fire all the demons.
The
one who steals scripture, as you say. I was reading a scripture in a dream. But things are like that. I forgot it. You don't mind.
Then
you don't fire the demons.
You see.
But the business lives in your mind like alcohol.
If after you
think of the tuition of the children, you awake in the night, see yourself working, and the money is coming. As you awake, you are on your bed. Where is the money? Maybe they awake early for money is to get in. Even if you awake, you've been in scriptures. You say, but these scriptures. When I get time, I'll go to Apostle, ask him. I was reading the Bible. When I get time, I'll go ask him, what does it mean? If it is money,
mutume,
I have just dressed right now. Money has been taken. And if you are concerned scriptures of heaven, and the testimony finished the church, the car, I thank the Lord, he gave me a car. I thank the Lord, I built a house. I thank the Lord, I made a wedding of 100 million. I thank the Lord, my children, they studied in London College.
things of sanctity, things of God, and the number of their, this business and testimony, the number covered all people. In business, even in selling.
Matayo esula ya makumi abiri munya nolunyirwa satu mu munana.
Matthew 24:38.
Ngaba waiza okutuka kuluna kunuwa ruyayingira mulyato nebatamanya okutusa amataba regajja negabatwala bonna. Bwe kutyo bwe kuliba okujja kw'omwana w'omuntu. Mubire ebyo, abasajja babiri baliba mu kyalo. Omu alitwalibwa n'omulala alirekebwa. Abakazi babiri baliba nga bassa ku lubengo. Omu alitwalibwa n'omulala alirekebwa.
Now I see you see a problem here. Others will be having this number, the number 666, and they have no seal of God. For those that are the seal of God, they shouldn't be taken.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bible,
Luke, they said they will be selling and buying, just as it was in the days of Noah. Selling and buying, and it is part of them. You know why it will be like that? In 2 Timothy chapter 3 says like this. Second Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1.
Kubanga abantu bali banga beyagala bokka.
Nga beyagala bokka.
People will be lovers of themselves.
Era wali beerawo kati kino kirabe bwoti.
You see it like this.
James 2
says, James 2 says, when the rich and the poor they come, right now you welcome the rich to sit on the front seats and you throw the poor behind.
Is it
not being an unjust judge? This thing came within the church. People are lovers of themselves. The rich have their front corporate seats. All this one, when you do them, you're following the number 666.
But
when you see of its actions, and when you're getting it,
you get
wisdom, but the wisdom is full of pride. Those are the words of deception. You shall see, and you see the wisdom of the devil, and you see the awe of fear of the devil. It has a spirit which is flooded. It has six spirits, it's not seven. And you're going to see 3, 4, 6, where does it come from? The devil himself endorses it.
Jezebel
endorses it. That's the beast. Even the false prophet. And it becomes 3, 6. But all these are its preparations to be able to front their spirits, that they may seal the people. Here we are still see where it ends up, how we are going to reach its end.
For
if we study only the other, if we don't study the schemes within it, you may find yourself when you're not being saved. For here we study the schemes which we have made that can reach you the number 666.
Tuli mtima sewe choku bile sule yoku satu.
2 Timothy 3:2.
Abagala ebintu.
People
will be loving things.
They
cast their houses. You prophesy a house upon yourself. Prophesy a car upon yourself. Why don't you prophesy heaven upon yourself? Prophesy eternal life upon yourself at least. Prophesy to go to the garden of God. Where did those things end? But the things, and in those days,
companies
will come making glittering and glamorous things which are admired by people.
And
the person works for it. I have to work for that thing. But
to
work for their salvation, no. You visit at your friend's house and you see a screen like that image. It's like that chat. It's of a television. And you say, me too, in the name of Jesus. But when you read,
Now Abraham
and
Lazarus was still in the chest of Abraham. You never said that, me too, I have to work from it. I have to be the boss of Abraham.
You
never read that. And you don't want to prophesy them upon yourself. You don't want to work for them.
No, sir.
And you read Jerusalem of heaven. And you say, this verse. Arise, daughter of Zion, and prepare this one for me. In order for this day today, let me tell you, working of the number 246 involved much foolishness within it. And the things alone to love them, if you reach a car, they tell you, you touch it by faith. I take it in the name of Jesus. You fold it in the town. You're getting corruptible, spoiled. And you feel you love it. And you can cry before it. Lord, this car, I take it, Jesus. When they tell you cry for wisdom and understanding, now what is wisdom and understanding? What do you mean by wisdom and understanding? I cry for wisdom and understanding. The things of God are confusing. Let's go on cars which never confuse. Let's move on over here.
Timoseo ekyokubiri esula ya kusatu n'olunyi lwa kubiri.
2 Timothy 3 verse 2.
Abenyumiriza.
Abenyumiriza.
And they are boastful.
Eranga bwafunde mmoto.
And when they get a car.
Kumacha yakera kubunga.
The money they come early. For fellowship. I am going to testify for the Lord. You don't know where we are
passed,
but the Lord has a reason for us.
I think
you see the car where your husband is bought. The schemes are in the thing. You've never minded of it.
They
meant what they do, the devils.
You
never testify that I thank God. I saw in a vision having a body going to heaven. I thank the Lord. I saw, and my name is in the book of life. Now we told you, when we connect spiritual things with your truth, to check the number 666, that they are like foolish things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The way you see the church, it was the number 666 working. And people, they are boosting the things of the flesh.
And
even to board their car, you have an avocado tree in the
and
an avocado crushes the windscreen of the pastor, and the pastor cuts the tree down. My car. Now we see the ones eating the avocado fruit have no importance. The car is more important than them. And they are boastful. They come on the podium and they tell you the shoe. This shoe is anointed. And I bought it from America. Do I enough dollars when you count them? They are like 3 million Ugandan shillings. When you tap the anointing on the shoe, you are going to board next chance. You move quickly. You have to have the anointing to move nations. You are people who already got mad. And you don't understand what they are doing to you. And you are forced to stop at number 666.
Timoseo ekyokubiri esula yokusatu olunyi lwakubiri.
2 Timothy 3:2.
Abamalala.
And they are proud. You, how can pastor there come on the pulpit? You have to carry his Bible for him. He's a man of God.
As
he comes, the jacket, they have waited for the jacket to take it for him.
And the pride, what happens there? Number 666. When they speak of what he does, it surprises many are serving it.
Second
Timothy 3:2.
Abavumi.
And they are very abusive. They come in the pub and they say, now look at you. How can they give 5,000? You have wisdom. People give millions to bring 5,000 shillings. That's why you live long foolish like that, without wisdom. And abusive.
Timotheo, ekyokubiri sura yokusatu n'olunyiri lwa kubiri.
2 Timothy 3:2.
Abatagondera bazadde baabwe.
Ng'ekyokugondera bazadde.
To obey the parents. No.
Ebibyunga babivaako.
That one they left it.
Era bw'olaba abaana.
And when you see the children.
Nebyo amazina ge bazina.
And the dancings, the dancing.
Amakunganiro. Kugamba ebintu ebigenda mu maaso n'okukolebwa.
The things moving on being done.
Yes, ye
bazina. Praise Jesus.
Timotheo, ekyokubiri sura yokusatu.
2 Timothy 3.
Olinyolo kubiri.
Verse 2.
Abateebaza.
Tebeebaza.
They are not thanking.
Umanyo kuwa
very ungrateful. You're not giving pastor 5,000 shillings and looks at you.
Ngaraba kati gwe.
Understand?
Oria kumitano zebambi ya fumio bazi
kozewa. A person tried to look for 5,000. You see the ones of millions, that's the ones you call, pastor, you're calling such people. That you brought 5,000? He first looks at you like that. He perhaps wishes to throw it to you back. That's why some of you tell you, don't bring back your coins here, don't go, doesn't want them.
Timotheo, 2 Timothy 3:2.
Abatali batukufu. They don't want things of holiness. They can clothe the way they want. Yet they are praying. They clothe most
skirts
and they dust things on the power of
peace.
And now what in the world is hard? When the church you see doing this, you know what in the church is something else in the world.
2 Timothy 3:3. Abatayagala baluganda.
Abuluganda. Wakiri.
At least.
Akwata emigugu jengoye.
They get clothing and they take them to the prisons. And they give people out there to make a name for themselves. They get money and they build police posts. But when they have not put it in the brethren. The thing of the brethren is not.
It's
here we are in salvation.
And
when it's of
respect,
and you don't love each other's brethren, and no one knows the other, they are passing through what? How are they going to live? You come fellowship and you sing songs. See how it is good, brethren, to sit together.
And
we have one love. Is it there? After you say, the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us and all the brethren. But who minds? Do they know where you sleep? You have fellowship, each one goes where they have gone. It's upon you now. As long as you've brought you the basket, go back. You've gathered yours already. Whether your spirit will reach heaven, they don't know.
Timotheo,
2 Timothy 3:3.
Abatatabagana.
They don't reconcile.
Abawayiriza.
They accuse each other. Slander. It never ends in churches. It begins with the world. Even in the church it's there. If you want to get favor from the pastor, you have to slander others.
Abategendereza.
They have no control. They dance. Every dance coming they dance. You begin. You don't have control. Everything you just copy and do.
We have their panties they put on.
We
do let spice them with the name of Jesus.
And
you have no control to check whether it's right or not. You just copy. You saw it. That clothing was very good.
And
Jesus, I'm going to fight for you in the name of Jesus. But you come tomorrow when it has exposed your parts. Exposed out. And there's no control. And the songs you sing by your own mind of them.
Yes,
Jesus, your name and your word.
Hey.
Who is the word? Who is Jesus?
I thought
the word is Jesus himself.
Yes,
now Jesus, your name and your word. The word himself is Jesus who came in the flesh. Now his name and his word.
We
would have said, Father, your name and your word. There is no control. We sing.
This
generation is for Jesus. And we sing and enjoy. The past generation is for Jesus. And the ones coming, are they for Jesus? This only is for Jesus.
Say,
he was, he is, and he will be. What generation is he not in? That this one is one for him.
We
have no control. Everything can enter.
Second Timothy 3:3. Abakambwe.
Ngobukambwe buli wali. Mulinya lya Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Papa!
Let them die. You go to a prophet and say, I will cast you there, leave this place. Another used to a prophet, they say the prophets are brutal. They angered her and she opened her, exposed her privacy to them. Under the power of 666.
Second Timothy 3:3.
Abatayagala bulungi. And through their treacherous. When you speak the right thing, they have to be, they hate you immediate.
Second Timothy 3:4.
And they are very treacherous. That's the generation. The world is like that moving. The power of the number
666.
It puts things which confuse, which blind your eyes. Not to ever want to get clean. Verse 4. And they are stiff.
No matter
how you explain scriptures to them, they remain saying, I see it.
I've seen,
but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do the other. And they glorify themselves. I am called
Inspector General, Pastor, Prophet.
Inspector General, Prophet.
His Lordship,
the Bishop. If they are calling Pastor, they tell His Lordship, what are you speaking about? The one who has just come.
I am a senior pastor in this place.
Praise Jesus.
Another,
I am the junior pastor. The owners there. Remember the number 666 as it works. According to Daniel 11, everyone who believes it adds a title upon them. And they have pride.
They come and the shoes
alone, they put their very long. At least they grab the offering to buy a jacket, a suit. And the pride is there. As they come in the power, you begin to clap from afar as they're coming. And you've stood up. And you sit when you honor him.
Second Timothy 3:4.
Now they love pleasures. We are going to see life in a church today. The worshiper we brought. They dance and they play the game. They are going to have pressures. And they tell you right now, we are going to put life in the church today.
He
is the worshiper who came. The first does. But the other number with the beast 666. Now they end up when the other is going to seal the people. And they love pleasure. More than God. And they want to first give it 5 minutes. Now we have to worship for 2-3 hours. And they begin to get down. That's for Jesus. And you can be there and you let things of God let us pray for prayers. And the things of, like people of the world have discourse, and you find in the church and the disco is on, and this one is holding, they are getting down. They are in the cellar, they are in the church, they have come for fellowship, they have left God, let them have pleasures, let them have pleasures first. They will come back later. You turn. You get the neighbor's hand. You dance for Jesus. What happens there? And the things of God you put aside. And you begin to have pleasures as you want. Each one brings the strokes of the world they had forgotten. And they see you jumping. You joke with the madness. The schemes of the number 666 are many, and they say they can force everyone to be within it.
2 Timothy 3:5.
Abalina ekifaananyi eky'okutya Katonda. They have a form of fear of God. They come, hallelujah.
Oh Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When they begin to speak, they say they are gods.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today is going to move among
you. And the image of godliness they present, they first left garments from the religion. Now the garments came to salvation, and they clothed the image of fear of God on the surface. But they are full of something. The number 666.
Second Timothy 3:5.
And they deny the power of God. They want this one. Power them down. Receive. And they throw the powers. They have told you if you want to be saved, have nothing to do with them. All those things you have heard, which have been spoken, you must run from them.
2 Timothy 3:6. Kubanga kwabo bebantu abasensera mu nyumba ne banyaga abakazi abasirusiru abazitoweerwa ebibi.
After they are like that, and they go to people with sins, and they tell you, God has said, sow your houses, that he may forgive you of your sins.
2 Timothy 3:6. Abafugibwa okwegomba okutali kumu.
That they are sweet off with a lot of admiration. And they come put it even in the congregation. You begin to desire different things in you.
Abayiga bulijjo ne batayinza ennaku zonna okutuuka mu kutegeerera ddala amazima.
Every day you gather to fellowship, but they tell you now, explain to us, of the 3 years you spend in salvation, there's nothing you study and you understand it. It's nothing like we understood this. They speak one thing. Who has understood to shout hallelujah? Anyone heard it to say amen? You cannot be there. Now we understood born again. We understood it. Ask me. You get the body from heaven. Now that body, it appears like this and that. And it eats this kind of food. You fellowship every day. But there's no understanding. There's nothing you get to know in truth. Everything you say, pastor preaches. And you are behind their sheep. Preach it, pastor. But who understands? After your thought of understanding, and they tell the one of the instrument, I don't know where you've gone. You play the instrument there. You have people who have gotten corrupted in minds. For they can't accept you to reach to understanding. They know when you understand, you run from the other number. For you'll be able to know it works like this. It passes here and there. There's nothing you can read and you know that we understood this. Every day you go words which are there heating up your heart.
2 Timothy 3:8. Era nga yane ne yambere bwe baziyiza Musa ne bano bwe batyo baziyiza amazima.
In fighting truth they are chief. And they do many things which make stumble a lot of people to stumble to get saved totally.
Abayononeka amagezi gaabwe abatasiimibwa mu kukkiriza naye tebali eyongera kuyitirira kubanga obusirusiru bwabwe buli tegererwa ddala abantu bonna.
Abantu bonna.
All people.
Bakutegera
obusirusiru. They are to understand those foolishness.
Era mukama ngasinzira mu new generation.
God's blessing in new generation.
The full knowledge of God.
The full knowledge of God.
National ministry.
Of traditional ministry.
Agenda kubikura obusirusiru.
He is going to expose every foolishness.
Era nga tukibwa obulira.
Just as you hear it, it's moving on. And let me tell you, don't think anything is going to threaten us to speak these words like this. For the divine thought of God, together with us, we can speak everything and in knowledge and in the words full of wisdom.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's end with Timothy. First Timothy chapter 6.
Timoseo, ikisoke sura ya mukaga.
Onyoro mwenda.
Verse 9.
Na ule nyiri oro mwenda. Na ya baagala, okugaggawala, bagwa mkukemebwa, ne mu mutego, no kwegomba, okunji.
Nti, abaagala okugaggawala.
People want to get rich.
Baino kwenge, there is
they have to be very, very careful.
Ubanga bagwa.
For they fall.
So, kosomeka mkukamuku.
Verse 3, one by one.
Damoru nyiri oro.
Na ya baagala okugaggawala bagwa mukukemebwa.
First of all involves many temptations and the devil
is
business waiting for you. Tell you to add in more money,
reject him,
or to deceive your master, or to con someone and
you
prove that they're going to profit the business tomorrow. Tomorrow they are driving a car. You have to deceive them to prove to them that they are going to get a driving car in 1 week if they enter that group. As long as they enter forever, 1 week, you have to show them. Big words than lie. You know what the number does. You know be able to buy or to sell extra when you have it. We who of Christ,
they told us,
if we have wisdom and understanding, we shall buy them, and we shall sell when we have it not. And we have the seal of God, which is put upon the seven spirits of God. The spirit of wisdom, understanding, the curse of God, the spirit of power of God, the spirit of knowledge of God, fear of God,
the
spirit of the Lord. We can. And we shall sell, we shall buy without that 3 verses. We are going to have wisdom. First and foremost, these companies, you see, they are broke and they are on pressure. With their wraps, you with temptation, Satan is within waiting for you. And disrupt you. How can we capture them?
Tuli mu Timoseo ekisokesulo y'omukaaga n'oluyiri lwa mwenda.
First Timothy 6, verse 9.
Ne mu mutego n'okwegomba.
Bakutega.
They trap
you.
And they put things which are desirable.
Ne bako bayinza okudemonstrate ebintu bagenda
okuwa. They demonstrate the things they're going to give you out.
You look at
the book, and when you reach this level, you are getting this kind of car. When you leave that, you're getting this one. And you say, my goodness,
wow.
I have this.
And you
work with all your strength, even you leave God aside, the fellowship in the church, you will forget it. The
place
of getting the Bible, looking
through
scripture by scripture, you leave it. There in those books, they set. And you see, you have to rush to reach the other level, level 5. For there, those people are going to give you millions. There are many traps there. But we can get wealthy through the wisdom of God and understanding of God. And we get His laws and His commandments. Everything we touch will be blessed and quick without working so much. But when we have time for fellowship and knowing Him, for He promised, Deuteronomy 28, when you diligently hearken on my voice, obey my laws, commandments, and judgments, all these blessings will follow you. You will be in the head. And the tails, and you'll be blessed in the city and the countryside. Everything you touch, it will be blessed.
And
you don't need to put much strength. But now, right now, people are in business.
And
the pulp is
there.
You have to do that.
The products
are here as if they're preaching.
They're
preaching, drawing people's spirits to buy the products. They are looking for verses and bring them out.
First Timothy 6,
verse
9. Okw'obusirusiru okwonoona okunnyika abantu mu kubula n'okuzikirira.
After you get into that, you become foolish and you are plunged into total ruin and destruction. You totally get lost and you go. That's why you get your number 666. If you begin your journey of getting lost, now you're heading to destruction.
First
Timothy 6:10.
Kubanga okwagala kw'ebintu ky'ekikolo ky'ebibi byonna.
Kadusome wano, for the love of money is the root of all evil.
Okwagala kw'ebintu gwe mulandira gw'ebibi byonna.
Okwagala kw'ensimbi.
The love of money, okwagala kwa sente.
Waliwo kye bayita
there is something called
okugwa mu kwagala kwa sente.
To fall in the love of money.
N'obwetaavu bwa sente.
And to need money.
Obwetaavu.
The need
is
of the Master Jesus He did. As Caesar asked for his tax, and he sent Peter to go fish a fish, and he got a coin for the fish, and they paid that need. The love for money, you gather it, and you put it there, and you add more, and you don't get satisfied, and you still love more. You can even cut off someone's aid, money. When you fall in love with it, money was cursed. When they were making money, the first money, they called every demon and it spoke words upon the money. The one of lust, the one of adultery, the one of robbery, the one of
thrift,
the one of every profane, and they prophesied and spelled upon it everyone who touches it. Let it serve him of what we have spoken. And when you get the money like this, you see the words are speaking with your ears. Man is telling me to buy a car. It wasn't in my program. Buy a car, go show them money. That is the voice it was first spoken from before when they were making that money. Everyone who bewitches, they gather the principality. Each one brings their evil, foolish way of work. And all of them gathered on money. And they prophesied and spelled on it. And when you touch it, even if you sit in someone's pocket, you feel it speaking to you. You would have stolen me. You get it in the wallet and you know what next. And it tells you, you are lying. You know tomorrow you have nothing to eat. That one was prophesied upon it everything. Every foolish thing was prophesied on it. When you touch it, it begins to speak with you. It commands you and get mad. You may hate people. And the shoes you don't pass there, they're going to steal it. Don't pass your friend's place. He's going to steal it. Tell him, you've gotten 3 million. There have been 5. He told Ananias and Sapphira, take half. Acts chapter 5. The things of man I'm going to speak of tomorrow, the next day on Tuesday, you will see the problem for money. Number 3 or 6, it works in money. God bless you.